is a torture place for so many years, and suddenly outside the people do something. They go and bring him out from the prison to where? To be the president. What was your reaction if you were in his place that day? There are so many examples, and I have seen a lot. The first thing is, now, yes, now I have the power, I will have my revenge. The very first moment that they talked to him, he said, no revenge, no killing, no harsh doing. What are you talking about? These son of a guns? You want to kill them? I said, yes. I said, then what's the difference between you and them? They didn't like someone, they kill you. You don't like them, you want to kill them? This is our first day. A fellow 27 years being in prison, losing everything. I don't know. How come? This is what the subject is all about. Let's go back. First paragraph. Do you remember what was the first paragraph of Masnavi about? Rule and exception. Do you remember he repeated in the first paragraph that when I say the exceptions, I mean by heart, you should understand exception. That exception place is in all of us. When you're born, you have potentiality to be that exceptional exception. You need to go for it. You need to try for it, believe it, understand it. And all this has been done with whom? A Negro, less than a slave, in the prison, tortured. Comes out with his smile, which is the best smile on the earth. What is that subject? Here is what he's talking about. He say, look at the humanity. Like I said, there are angels, devils, and human in between. I meant humanity is like this. You could be angel-like, become Nelson Mandela. You could become the devil-like. I don't need to count them. Even now there are a lot of them around. And historically, Adolf Hitler presents all of them. And there is something in between. This is where we are standing. So he explained it, he said, look at it, all the knowledges that these knowledgeable people are proud of, these are the knowledge of earthly life. This is not what we are talking about. We are talking about something else. Yes?
The knowledge of the way to God and the knowledge of his dwelling place, that only the owner of the heart knows, or his heart. He then created in this composite fashion the goodly animal and made him familiar with knowledge. That class he named like the cattle, for where is the resemblance between waking and sleep? The animal spirit has nothing but sleep. The class of men possesses inverted sense perceptions. Waking comes, the animal sleep is no more, and he reads the inversion of his senses from the tablet. Like the sense perceptions of one whom sleep has seized, when he awakes, the inverted quality becomes apparent. Necessarily, he is the lowest of the low. Take leave of him. I love not them that sink.
Okay, that's the conclusion. What was it? This was the explanation of something. It started with this, that there are three kind of existence. I mean, there are three kind of human beings. There are the good ones, there are the bad ones, and in the middle. The bad ones are the people who believe only in science, and they use that tool of science for the wrong stuff. The good people are the people that they wake up, because we are sleeping in the position of our animal. So when you wake up, suddenly everything is different. Look at yourself. What will happen when you're sleeping and you wake up? Suddenly your universe changes, but you don't. You are the same fellow. You remember yesterday and before that and all of that. So we are a group of people. Some of us will become angels, and some of us will be lower than the lowest. They are down there, and I don't like them. So you shouldn't like them as well. Who was saying all of this? God was not saying. This is an hadith that Muhammad said there are three different of existence. Then Rumi stood in and said, oh, by that I mean that humanity is like this. There are three kind of humans. And at the end of it, he said, you know what? When there are these lowest people, quit them. I don't like them. Rumi himself is confessing that in this kind of waking up with the dream and belief of these people who don't have the animal spirituality anymore. The only thing that they have is they sleep like the animals. But they are good people. Some are bad, and God called them, they are like animals. Means what? Means I don't like them like I like human beings. It needs an explanation, yes.
Can I ask about the use of inverted sense perceptions?
Self-protection?
Sense perceptions.
Tell me the line number.
1523, and there's reference to it in the next two. Inversion of the senses and inverted quality becomes apparent. Is it having to do with inner senses?
Read it again.
The animal spirit has nothing but sleep. Uh-huh. The class of men possesses inverted sense perceptions.
Yes, because it's difficult stuff to be translated. He says, these people, they don't have the spirit of the animal. The only thing from the spirit of the animal they have is sleeping. That's the first one. Then he says, Hishayim mun'akis darand qawm, means some of the people, they have the opposite kind of this feeling. Means when you talk about feeling and sensitivity, we are not the same. There are a group of people who have the opposite side of that interest when it comes to the feeling, receiving the information animal-wise. Sense perceptions, I don't understand very much. Because in Persian, is that they have opposite kind of feeling. Means the feeling will turn around, be the opposite.
Like I was almost thinking that it was like the internal senses versus the external senses.
Louder.
I was almost seeing it as being like, I'm not sure, it was a reference to like the our inner senses as opposed to outer senses in terms of perception. If it was a reference
that's
to
not
that
what
at all.
He's pointing. Okay. It could be, but he's not pointing. He's saying that I know the people accept this stuff when I say they are the people who are like animals, because we are different. We have a different kind of feeling. Some of us, they have that the spirit of animal. Some of us, they don't. They have just the sleeping. And he brings the sleeping for something else. Yabze, waking up. He says, okay, a lot of us They are sleeping. Okay, we are not animals, but we are sleeping. You have to wake up from that. The next verse he will say, when the waking comes, that animal spirit will vanish. They have that animal spirit because of the sleeping they have, means the ignorance that we carry. When you wake up, that ignorance is not there, you are not animal anymore. It's like that. Okay.
In exposition of the following verse, and as for those in whose hearts is a disease, it is added unto their uncleanliness and of his word. Thereby he lets many be led astray, and thereby he lets many be guided aright. Because he possessed the capacity for transforming himself and striving from the lowness, but lost it. Again, since the animal does not possess capacity, its lack of accountability is evident. When the capacity, which is the guide, is gone from him, every nutriment that he eats is the brain of an ass. If he eats fruit, it becomes opium. His apoplexy and dementia are increased. There remains another sort.
No, wait for that remains. Because that's two are the opening of the next paragraph. This was what? Paragraph with only four verses to explain what? Because he will finish this and he will say, okay, the third kind is the mixture that we are going to talk about. Now he was talking about this way, this side and that side, right? The first are the good ones, the second are the bad ones. Suddenly, he said, okay, I don't like those bad ones. Now listen to this. There are reasons that I don't like them. The reason is because of this, that he had some potentiality and lost it. The remaining is just that animal. So all the explanation and excuses are animal-wise. Because there is some capacity or potentiality. This capacity, which is something in us, we don't know what it is, but it could lead us towards good, right? When that capacity is not there, then whatever you feed on will be the brain of the donkey. Whatever you learn is nothing. Because there is some potentiality, some tendency in human being towards, we are attracted towards good, right? That attraction could die. If you don't pay attention to it and you don't feed that attraction slowly dies. You will bring the other stuff, then you become worse. And when you become worse, I don't mean you become an unlucky fellow that the good thing doesn't approach you. No, you become a bad fellow who even when you're doing good, it is bad. It is like a fellow who eats something good, but that becomes opium. This is what it is. When you become bad, by every single doing, you become worse and worse and worse because the goodness will leave you. The remaining is bad no matter what. You cannot correct it with the knowledge or power or blah, blah, blah. Then there is...
There remains another sort in warfare, half animal, half alive and endowed with good guidance. Day and night in strife and mutual struggle, his last battle with his first.
Ah, so we're talking about two extremes because mainly we are in between. The third kind is like this, being in between, some part of goodness is in you and the animal is in here and every single moment they are fighting to each other. This is how a normal human being is fighting